Park blog loves to hear from you.
And our web editor, Laura Conaway, is here now to tell us what you are saying. Hello, Laura.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Never better.
We have a little place on our blog. It's a little lost corner almost. It's our frequently asked questions file, and I never think anyone is gonna find it. And it turns out that people not only find it, they leave us letters.
Oh.
About us. So here's one to brighten your day. I thought I'd just read a couple, because otherwise you'll never see them. BPP is terrible.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Laura.
I switch to another station as soon as I hear that annoying chatter and noise. I think it's just when I'm on the air.
No, some people don't like that we speak to one another, but
yeah,
we all like each other here. What can we say? We like the news, we like each other.
Here's a little bit of a happier one. It says, I've been listening since the beginning. I thought, what the heck, I'll podcast them and give them a try. I'm 59 and never thought the BPP would appeal to me, and guess what? I'm addicted to the BPP. That's from Carol.
Touche.
Hi, Carol. Thanks, Carol. Yeah.
How's that for annoying?
So talking to people, we've been talking to this guy, critic Lee Siegel, all week. And let me tell you, this guy knows what it means to be precocious. He's the author of this new book about the internet called Against the Machine, which should tell you a little bit about how he feels. He's taken a look at our blog and our Twitter feed this week. And yesterday, he had sort of a true confession for me. He had seen Ian Chillog's post about High School Musical. And
Ian's one of our producers.
He's one of our producers, excuse me, yeah. So here's Lee Siegel with his big brain stumped flat by this post about High School Musical.
I had no idea what he was referring to. I suddenly felt so superannuated. I don't know what High School Musical is. I don't know when he refers to the cult of Troy and Gabriella. I'm ashamed to say I don't know what that is. And then I was reading the comments, and a very enthusiastic commenter, he says, kudos to the wardrobe department in India. They've effectively bridged the sartorial gap between Troy Bolton and Joey Jeremiah. And again, I mean, maybe this is really going to get me into hot water admitting this, but I have no idea what he's talking about.
So there.
Wow, that is a confession. That means you've really been in a pop culture hole.
Okay, yeah. Can I make a confession?
Go ahead.
I'm right there with him. I have no idea what any of that meant.
Yeah.
I've heard of High School Musical, but
what
Troy?
Are they talking about?
What?
Yeah. No,
no
that's
idea.
Deep science.
None idea. No idea whatsoever.
Yeah. Lee Siegel, smart guy. I'm going to post the rest of that conversation in just a little bit when I come up out of here. Also today, we're going to be doing a slideshow on these extreme knitters. That's coming up on the show a little bit. And Allison, you found this YouTube thing of a guy knitting and drumming.
Yeah, I was researching this story, and I found this YouTube video of a guy who knits and also plays sort of the whole rock and roll setup of drums. Not the best drummer I've ever seen. I'm not sure even the best knitter, but I applaud his attempt at multitasking.
It's astounding. Just check it out. It's astounding. And if you knit and you want to send us a picture of your stuff, just drop us something in the comments and we'll pick it up. Lastly, Allison, I just want to look at my favorite tweet of the week. And actually, if you would read it, I don't know if I could do it justice.
Yes, it is from Meg Fowler, a regular person at twitter.com/BPP. She wrote, I love that feeling of having someone play with my hair. My brain is tense tonight. Oh, ex Chris. You were useful for this.
I love it. Thank you, Meg Fowler. Apparently she's having a toothache, she reports this morning, so we hope she feels better.
If well, you I have sure some, do.
Something to report, go to twitter.com/BPP. Join our online community there. Laura Conaway, big thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Bryan Park Project, Boulder, Colorado wants people to build smaller houses. We'll explain why. This is the Bryan Park Project from NPR News.